First of John chapter 3. Behold, what great love the Father has put upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, the children of God. Therefore, the world doesn't know us, doesn't recognize us, because it does not recognize him. So then, we've been given such huge love to be called God's children. But how do we become his children? By being baptized into Jesus. And then we become in Jesus, and all that's true of Jesus becomes true of us. And he was the Son of God, and so are we. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we will be, but we know that when he shall appear, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So we can't be absolutely sure what things are going to be like in the kingdom of God forever and ever. We don't know, but we can be certain that we should be like him. And I think that that is the whole purpose of our being in the kingdom, that our living forever will be like he lives and like he lived now, without sin. And that to me is a great thing that I look forward to in the kingdom, is being able to live like Jesus lived, without any sin. And that is just incredible, that we should live forever and ever and ever and ever like Jesus. Every moment being perfect, pleasing God, serving people with the absolute love, grace and patience that he had. But if we are not spiritually minded, if we don't desire those things and love those things, then I suppose there would be no point in our being in God's kingdom. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. In other words, if that is how we're going to be living eternally, then we're going to start trying to live like that now, with pure minds. Whoever commits sin breaks the law, for sin is the breaking of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whoever abides in him sins not, or doesn't keep on sinning. Whoever sins has not seen him, neither known him. In other words, if we know Jesus, then we don't sin. So to know Jesus doesn't mean simply knowing true things and facts about Jesus. To know him is to have a relationship with him. That's what the Bible tends to mean when it talks about knowing a person. Little children, let nobody deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, if you go back to verse 5, it says Jesus was manifested to take away our sins. Here it says he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. So the works of the devil are our sins. And why do we sin? Because of our own temptations that grow up inside us and make us sin. So then the devil is a kind of parable. It's a kind of personification, we could say. The big enemy, the false accuser, the adversary, the Satan, is our own mind, our own heart, that keeps on suggesting these things to us and leading us into sin. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed, that's the word of God, remains in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he's born of God. So then we will not continue in the life of sin if we're truly God's children. That doesn't mean we won't sin at all. As we saw in chapter 1, if we walk in the light, that means confessing our sins and being forgiven. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loves not his brother. So your attitude to your brother or sister, your attitude to loving them, is really the indicator of whether truly you are of God. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother Abel. And why did he kill him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Don't be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brothers. He that does not love his brother abides in death. Now, it's really, really important we understand this. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But whoever has this world's good things, and sees his brother have need, and closes up his heart from him, how does the love of God live in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, then have we confidence toward God.